You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Spoken like a diplomat. Yes. You're going to be a great mom. These are the things you got to tell your kids. You know? Sticks and stones and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. Shelly's here with the news.
Coming up in the news. Who has offered to host the Oscars? I'll tell you about that. And less than $1,000 to feed an entire team. I'll tell you how they did it. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. At Huffman and Huffman, it's always family first. Let the brothers-in-law help your family get what they deserve. So the shutdown continues. No negotiations are ongoing. No meetings are set. No one can agree still. The House does have some bills on the floor that would fund the different parts of the government at least through next month, but the Senate's still closed. And it's not going to waste their time on bills the president won't sign anyway, so it seems kind of pointless. In the meantime, the effects of the shutdown are being felt, and not just by federal workers who are furloughed. Ted on your side talked to an Uber Eats driver who thinks she's seeing more competition thanks to the government shutdown. Her name is Sharon Snell. She's a single mom of a special needs child. She's used the online ordering and delivery platform to make some extra money. She's been doing it since September. She originally thought that the holidays maybe led to lower business than usual, but now she thinks that it's because of the government furlough.
Okay. I just didn't have no orders, and I just didn't understand what was going on. And I heard about the shutdown, and I was like, oh, they need money. They need it just like we do, and they got to work. Because they don't work, so they come in there like Uber Eats, and they work, and then they're pushing us back, and we're not getting paid. And then the restaurants are not getting orders as much as usual, and they're cutting back on food and everything. So it's like a domino effect. And I understand why Trump is doing what he's doing. I do. But he's hurting us. He's hurting not just the government people. He's hurting everybody. And it's really scary.
Yeah, she says she's seeing less money. The restaurants are not getting the same volume as people don't have the money to spend. Ted on your side reached out to Uber Eats to ask if there was any truth to her theory, and they are declining to comment. Actually, their comment was, quote, we're declining to comment here.
I see.
Yeah, so that sucks. Unintended consequence there.
Right.
Some people, though, are getting back to work, maybe not paid, but the FDA could start routine inspections again today. The key word there, could.
Shouldn't FDA inspectors be essential personnel?
You would think. This is for some of the riskier foods, too. According to the Associated Press, the Food and Drug Administration said that it will resume inspections of some of the riskiest foods, such as cheeses, produce, and infant formula, as early as today. The routine inspections had been briefly halted as a result of the partial government shutdown. The FDA commissioner said that the agency is bringing back about 150 unpaid employees for the inspections. Riskier foods account for about a third of the agency's roughly 8,400 routine inspections each year. So yeah, we kind of want them looking at the cheeses and the produce and stuff as we come off
absolutely.
Romaine lettuce.
And really, as we reconsider all of this, how is the Department of Homeland Security, which is a cabinet post,
right?
Why is that not essential?
Yeah.
TSA, Coast Guard, are you kidding me?
These are kind of very important things.
These are important jobs. How does that go into a non-essential or not, you know, furlough area?
Yeah.
How is that not funded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this is just a partial government shutdown. When everything shuts down, can they keep it going because everything's not shut down? Is that why we can keep rolling with this?
Well, the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force is funded through September under a separate bill. So is that part of the armed forces? But why is the Coast Guard not in that?
Yeah.
Why? You know what I mean?
Right.
Similar function.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. TSA, we've made a huge deal out of TSA. We invented the Department of Homeland Security. That is a safety agency. You know? What? On the other hand, Secret Service isn't funded.
No.
Those guys aren't getting paid. We have one listener who is a part of the president's detail from time to time, and he sent us a text. He said, dude, I've got $4,000 in travel vouchers that's coming out of my credit card right now because I can't get reimbursed for traveling with the president. Because everybody's got, you know, it's supposed to be on a government credit card, but if they shut that down, whatever it is, you know, the mission doesn't allow that. I got to be there.
Yeah.
So some of this stuff may have gone on my card.
Right.
I have some leeway.
I'll pay the interest
now
here
I'm
or whatever.
Boned.
Yeah. Well, somebody else who's not working would be the chef at the White House. The Clemson Tigers were at the White House last night to celebrate their national championship win. But because of the government shutdown, there was no one there to prepare a meal for them.
Yeah.
President Trump joked that he initially thought he could have the first lady make some salads.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you?
because we have a shutdown. Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads.
A few people offended by
first lady and the second lady just not wearing their pretty little heads about this country, but instead out there in the big White House kitchen whipping up the salads.
Yeah, a few people may have taken some.
Got to throw in right there.
But she didn't think the Tigers wanted that, and he didn't want salads either. So he instead ordered a smorgasbord of fast food. He said, quote,
the Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. Yeah. It'll be exciting. A very great team, an unbelievable team. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food.
Yeah, well, just a few hours later, the president showed off a huge spread of fast foods, all served on silver platters, because, yes, they still busted out the good china and silver.
Yeah.
Guests were eating burgers and fries off china, drinking Coke out of goblets. President Trump said that he didn't have a personal favorite among the options. I like it all. It's all good stuff. Great American food. If it's American, I like it. We have pizzas, 300 hamburgers, and many, many fries.
Many, many French fries.
All our favorite foods, he said.
But many people are wondering, where's the Taco Bell? Oh, did you build that wall between you and the Taco Bell already?
Interesting observation, that.
Yes, many people are wondering where the Taco Bell is. I believe that's an American company, too. In fact, I know that for a fact. It is an American company. It's under the Yum Brands label, along with Pepsi Cola and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
First, I was going to say, maybe he didn't count it as American food because he made such a big deal about American food, but he did talk about many, many French fries.
Many, many French fries.
French fries.
And it was served on what?
China.
So. We served it all on China. Everybody loved it. It was fantastic. The burgers were delicious. I still love burgers, though. Burgers in the White House would be killer. I think this is a great idea.
He did boast that he bought it all himself. It's unclear how much he paid. USA Today looked it over, though, just at the pictures.
Yeah.
And they guessed that it was about $861.72.
And get a receipt.
Yeah.
Please.
That includes the 48 Big Macs, the 42 Filet-O-Fish, 54 Quarter Pounders,
yum,
48 six-piece nuggets, 32 side salads. They still got the salads.
Mm-hmm.
52 chicken go wraps, 30 Junior Cheeseburger Deluxes, 30 Whoppers, and of course, those many, many fries.
Many, many French fries.
Actually, the fries and the Domino's pizzas weren't captured in the initial photo, so they weren't included in the estimate, so you can only guess how much it was on top of that. In the videos, though, the teams look amused when they announced that they were getting fast food. They cheered. One of the players said he thought it was a joke. Another said, our nutritionist must be having a fit. And a third one said, eating McDonald's at the White House, bucket list.
That's killer. I think it's killer. Having a Big Mac with President Trump would be killer. Just awesome. Off the good silver. Platters of these. Oh, my God. Back in the day, way long ago, I used to live in St. Louis, and there was a very upscale restaurant called Al Baker's that was down the street from where we lived. Really upscale. Nice, nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And every Wednesday afternoon in the bar, they would bring in White Castles on silver platters stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Complimentary.
Nice.
Here you go. Just a little app. Just a little something. It was, you know, the juxtaposition of this beautiful, nice, opulent restaurant and these platters of belly bombs or sliders, you know, from back in the day on silver trays. Killer. Killer.
Is there any... There's not a D.C. food. Like, you know, if you went to Philadelphia, you'd have to get the cheesesteak or whatever. You know, like, there's not a D.C. thing like that.
Famous near them is a place called Ben's Chili Bowl.
Okay.
And it's like chili burger, chili dog, chili.
Right.
That kind of thing. But no, but there's not a, like,
a White Castle thing.
Or a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
So, to my knowledge, anyway.
Yeah. It would be cool. If they had one of those, that would be the go-to place. But there isn't one, so why not? Whoppers and
I think there's a Five Guys not far from the White House.
Yeah.
If I remember
there's
right.
Five Guys all over the place.
Right,
it's not
exactly.
Special
it's
to
not
there.
It's theirs.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Back in November, a Change.org petition demanded that Maroon 5 step down from headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
Right.
It got about 85,000 signatures. Nothing really came of it because nobody cares about those online petitions. Now, though, that petition has been updated to demand that Maroon 5 and their guests guests Travis Scott and Big Boy take a knee during their set to stand with Colin Kaepernick and all the players who protest police brutality. By the way, that petition still has the exact same 85,000 people who originally signed it. So, yeah, it's out there. It's going on.
Good luck on that.
Elsewhere.
Good luck on you demanding that people do things for
right.
you.
Right. Here's what you should do.
Yeah.
The Screen Actors Guild yesterday called on the Film Academy to stop trying to prevent stars from appearing on awards shows before the Oscars.
I'm sorry, because they have shown up on a lot of award shows before the Oscars. I just watched the Critics' Choice Awards two nights ago. All the major stars were there.
Yeah,
they're all at the Golden Globes.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's an unusually critical statement. The SAG-AFTRA, the SAG-AFTRA, said that it received multiple reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is pressuring actors to appear only at next month's Academy Awards. So, you know, not the Golden Globes or whatever other show. Several other shows do occur before that, including the Guild's own Screen Actors Guild Awards. That was happening on January 27th.
Right.
Quote, the self-serving intimidation of SAG-AFTRA members is meant to limit their opportunities to be seen and honor the work of their fellow artists throughout the season. Actors should be free to accept any offer to participate in industry celebrations, the statement said. This is just the latest problem for the Academy, too, which has already lost Kevin Hart as their host. But don't worry, somebody else has stepped in asking for that hosting position.
You know, we've been thinking about this particular question a long time and been talking about it back and forth, and we've decided that we're going to save the Oscars this year and that we will be the hosts.
Yeah, we're going to be the host. I'll be Frank.
I was going to be Frank.
You maybe couldn't understand or couldn't recognize both those voices, but that's Cheech and Chong right there.
Okay, there you are.
They've offered to host the Oscars, or at least they thought it would be a good idea then. They posted a video on Tommy's Twitter asking users to share their video. Doubt that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen in a million years. Good try.
Don't hold your breath while you're trying to keep
Maybe you'll get a petition of people asking you to take a knee.
Yeah.
In favor of Cheech and Chong. Maybe.
Would they be willing to?
I don't know. Here's what you should do.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged. Chris posted a picture of the two of them on Instagram with the caption, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you, proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." It does seem a little quick. They just got together this past summer, but, you know, love. They just became an Instagram official couple last month, so that makes it seem even faster. They reportedly met through Katherine's mom, Maria Shriver, and were spotted on a date together last June. Chris had split with his then-wife, Anna Faris, in 2017. Anna is cool with all this. She commented on the post saying, "I'm so happy for you both. Congratulations." Yeah. Now, Katherine is the daughter of the governor, Arnold, and Maria Shriver.
Besides.
And a source says that Chris asked both of them for permission before popping the question, which has to be the most intimidating father to ask that.
That's right. What do you intend to do with my daughter? I will walk her down the aisle. They say, "Who gives this woman?" I say, "No one gives this woman."
It's cute and all.
If you want to marry her, you take her from me.
It's cute and all for him to ask, but it's really not the parents' call. Catherine's 29 and Chris is 39, so, you know, they're...
Well, he's in good shape, too.
Yeah,
Chris
he
Pratt.
Is. Yeah, he is.
So, you know, the governor's getting on in years.
Yeah, maybe he could.
But still, a cool moment.
Yeah, right. And then finally, GQ had the report this morning on something that we've already seen and already talked about.
Right.
If you've been on any social media over the past few days, you have seen the 2009 versus 2019 challenge.
Oh, yeah.
The hottest meme going.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. You post two pictures side by side, one of you in 2009 versus one of you right now. Now, the way I originally saw it was you post your first profile picture and then your last profile picture.
Sure.
People have, it's kind of morphed into a 10-year challenge. If you want to check out a million of them, look for hashtags like 2009 versus 2019 and 10-year challenge.
All right. Well, I have it. I did mine. And honest to God, my very first profile picture, which was the earliest picture in 2009, if I can get to it, is me in stage makeup waiting to do the Nutcracker with my daughter. So it's... It's really, the comparisons are, it's like, you know, I just wrote that there's no change, but you can see that this, it's not really a good look. That really is the very first picture on my page.
That's so funny.
Isn't that crazy? On my personal page, 2009 to 2019, I just wrote no change. Makeup, Marie Antoinette hair,
That's
lipstick.
Awesome. that was the first one.
Darked in beard. I know how weird that is. Just really, really weird. We should do it with the morning show.
From 2009, yeah, the change.
It's me and you and Eric.
The stations.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the Reservoir Dogs picture.
Yeah, right.
Versus whatever we have today.
Yeah.
That's ours.
It's been a couple of changes.
It's been a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just a bit. Around here today, we got partly sunny skies. 44 is your high, clear tonight. 33 is your low. Sunny and a high of 47 tomorrow. Right now, it's 36 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.